friends, here we are today in Port Hope in Ontario in Canada. And just behind me here, there's a memorial to Joseph Scriven, who was born in St. Patrick, just outside of Banbridge in County Down. And he was the writer of that tremendous hymn that is so well known across the world. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And he wrote those words in sad and solemn circumstances. His life had been a life of trial and in many respects a life of tragedy. And he moved from Northern Ireland to Port Hope. There were two occasions whenever he was engaged to be married and his bride-to-be passed away, on both occasions in sad circumstances. And he wrote this hymn to comfort his aged and dying mother. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. It's really based on that text of scripture in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24, where the Bible says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that friend is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whenever the Son of God was on the earth, one of the accusations leveled against him by the religious establishment, the scribes and the Pharisees who despised the Savior, was this man is a friend of publicans and sinners. And yet those words are so true. He is a friend of publicans and a friend of sinners. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, upon a cruel cross, laid down his life as a sacrifice for sinners. And I wonder today, have you ever taken your place as a sinner? Have you ever come to the cross? Have you ever embraced by faith the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted him as your own and personal Savior, so that you too can say, what a friend I have in Jesus, all my sins and griefs to bear, and what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. This life of ours in this world has its trials and its difficulties, but whenever you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, it makes all the difference in the world. I trust today that you know him and that you'll be able to identify with these words of Joseph Scriven, penned so many years ago, but so relevant for us today. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's the best friend that you could ever have. God bless you today, friends. Thank you for listening.